Sif Tafun Aleph Sif Chabez. Kol Hakelim Afilu Shalcheres Shenishtamash Ben Chometz Betzoynon Moshel Yishtamash Ben Matzah Afilu Bechamin. If a kli was only used for cold, was never used for hot, so there's no absorption, even if it's a kli cheres, which absorbs easily, and once it goes in, it doesn't come out totally. But if it's only used for cold, so you can wash it out well, there's nothing but end left, and use it for chametz, even b'chametz. Chutz, with the exception of mibeis or ubeis choreisks. Beis or is the what we call like the sourdough. It's just like the starter dough. They didn't keep yeast around, but they would keep yeast growing on a dough to the point that wasn't really edible. That's called sa'or. But it was used. You take a little bit of it and stick it into each dough that you made. You take a little bit from that. When it started getting low, you add some more dough to it. The yeast would grow on the dough and become sourdough again. So the container which held that, even though it's cold, it's called beis sa'or. And because it sits in there for, and it has a very strong power of chimutz, so that itself allows it to be absorbed into the kli. And similarly, beis choreisks, you have chometz in there together with other sharp items, and it absorbs into the kli. Shafal pi, shalai nishamash em chometz ala b'tzayin, ozal ishtamish behen matzah b'chamin. It was the only use for cold. It absorbs into the kli. You cannot use that kli with hot matzah. However, but suddenly to use it with cold matzah, so there's no question of absorbing anything. So you can't, obviously not putting any sa'or in there and peso. Maniach, we have matzah for you. Want to put some baked matzah, which is cooled already. That would be mutter. That would be mutter to do. However, also lolosh behem, but to knead a dough in it, because the chimutz, which is absorbed in the walls, will affect the dough and cause it to rise more quickly than you want it to. This is all talking about, have you not done hagolah, so to speak. Aval yedei hagolah, Bacharba says, afilu beisor, charoshis mutar, imenim shalcheris. If they're not made out of cheres, then so hagola works. But made out of cheres, we have the rule that once it goes to make cheres, it doesn't come out totally through hagola. So that would not be mutter, even though it's only with cold originally. As much as you're saying that it's absorbing, and therefore it needs hagola, so cheres would have a problem that it wouldn't come out. But it's not made out of a kli cheres, so that hagolah will work. Aval l'shel cheres lo yamahani hagolah. I feel lo yishtamish ben chometz ala b'tzaynon, lo yishtamish ben matzah ala b'tzaynon. Even though you only use it for cold chometz, so nothing really, you would argue that nothing really absorbs, but you say no, it absorbs, and you can't use it with hot chometz because the hot chometz will take out the absorbed flavor. You only use it with cold matzah. You can't use it with hot matzah. You only use it with cold matzah. Okay, v'ha'inu, take this step weiter. No go alma the b'chap lo yishtamish b'pisco b'mani the pachra atiki. Papirish klicheris yeshanim. Use klicheris. We don't use for Pesach. Even for cold. Because we don't know how much it absorbed, etc. We still use it. Okay. Matanah shal Pesach charev. Dinik klicheris. They also lost some lower al hatanah b'Pesach. They had like an oven which was used to warm up the house. At the same time, it was used to put items on to heat up and to cook on. So it was made out of like a brick. So that brick is considered like ticheres. You'd make a clay, you'd fire it, so that's like ticheres. That's how you make the bricks. So we don't know how much it was absorbed into it like ticheres. So you couldn't put something which is pesadik on the tanner to warm up, because it's there is you can't kosher it out from the from the chametz. Now, theoretically, you could ayre libum in a person not doing libum to the his tanner, because heat up the house too much, I imagine. Okay, it's like the mission for that. Sifkat and kuchal dalet, which are used for coal, chametz mitzonin. Chametz red chametz mitzonin. Ritzlem and shishtamish red b'chametz yavayishim is dry chametz. Oh, I feel it over lach, or it was something which is moist. Actually, shaw shaw me ace la ace v'ho yadav rechorev. They not sit there for 24 hours. Otherwise, it's cold, which sits for 24 hours, and cold liquid, which sits for 24 hours in the kli, also is like bishul, because kavush kemavushul. V'ho yadav rechorev, it wasn't dav rechorev. The im shaw b'secha me ace la ace are inasa kavush b'secha, but sitting there for 24 hours, with chametz sitting in the kli, it's as if it was cooked inside the kli, even though it's cold. And that's true by other kelim, not just by basic sar basic horosis. Any kli which there, it's the liquid sat in it for 24 hours, it gets rid of kavush. This has implications. It has implications for milchus and flations. If I have cold milk sitting in a kli for 24 hours, that's considered like we cook milk in it. Now there's milk absorbed in the walls of the kli. Vice versa, if I have a liquid sitting in the milk of the kli for 24 hours, the liquid will absorb the flavor, the status of the kli, whether it's milk or flashing. It's not a ben yerma, but the chachilas still shouldn't do it. So, like, if I would have a salad which with a significant amount of liquid, so the liquid pools on the bottom, sitting in a fleshy container, so it'll become fleshy after 24 hours. I can't eat; shouldn't be eating it directly with milk. You know, I don't want to sit down and have some cottage cheese. Say it was you know, it's cold container, but it's kavush. Okay. He throws in if it was a tavar chorif. Tavar chorif, there is a sheet which holds that by chorif the act of kvisha happens more quickly. So he doesn't. It's funny, he doesn't get back to it.
Yeah,
what shear he wants to tell you with tavar chorif. Afilu b'chamin, you can use even for hot. The kimon yishamish ben ela b'tzenun, lo bolo klum. They didn't absorb anything. So what's the problem with cooking it now? Putting hot chametz in there, there's nothing to absorb. Excuse me, hot matzah in there. There's nothing of chametz to absorb because it was only used for cold chametz. It's nothing absorbed. That habadochel lahaver mashadovik ba'ayin or be'en l'dofnekli. You just have to remove whatever's intact on the surface has to be removed. And after that, we're good to go. So you have to wash it well inside and remove any dirt, etc. And then any chametz that's in there is gone. You can use it even for hot matzah. Chutz b'esasor hanu klisha isha shara boy esasor litna b'isa. She stores the seor, which you use as a starter for a dough to make it rise. Pumim shasor shoyel harbe basically it sits in that klisha for a while. Because of the strong power of chimutz, which is there, it absorbs into the kli.
What does shara mean?
Shara means to shur
soak.
But it usually means to soak, but over here means just she's storing it there.
Storing.
And shohab means it's waiting. So it waits there for a while, so eventually it's going to absorb it. Pesach Rosh is what Pesach Rosh is. Haino, Shenoigen, listen by the worm Chavrifim im Chometz. There's sharp items together with the Chometz. Filayna Shalcheres, even not Shalcheres. So that's going to absorb, even though it's cold, the sharpness together with the Chometz will cause it to absorb. And even them, you can't use it for hot matzah, but you can use it for cold matzah, matzah for you, tzernanus, which is cold. Well, then, the shard of tzernan, a filo lach, imedich etchila. And it's not, I mean, any cold item would be permitted to put in there, as long as you cleaned out the kli beforehand. But after derech a roi will become a cannabis if alav b'hagva. But this you cannot use it on an ongoing basis, as such. Or it's only what if it's derech a roi. It happens to be that you need a place to put it. So you put it there. You can't be conveyed to use it on a regular, an ongoing basis.
Why is that?
A gzera. They come to end up using it for cult for hat. Okay, it's mutter. What do you say? Matzafuy is mutter put in. Shasin makalim hulach in a maflet mashu b'lo b'sacha kliyol and kain shoya b'sacha miyaseis. Something which is cold, even though it has liquid on it, cannot draw flavor out of the kli, unless it sits for 24 hours or there's heat. Otherwise, you would not be pulling flavor out of the kli. But even the case of Pesach Sor, which you said is mutter to use for cold, you can't make a dough, paste the dough inside of it. Also, lo lishbehem kuflamid. The recha chimutz habalua b'kli garam lamahir chimutz la'itza haniyelusha b'sachim. He calls it rech chimutz. But the power of chimutz, which is in the kli, which is absorbed in the walls, will cause the dough to rise more quickly. That's like a known fact. They say even in a household, which are people bake with yeast and use yeast on a regular basis, their dough will rise more quickly than in a house which doesn't. There's a certain amount of yeast which becomes airborne particles. The more yeast you're using in the house, the more yeast is airborne in your house, the more quickly your dough is going to rise. Just imagine the kli where you store the sa'or is going to have a certain amount of power to do power to cause something to rise. But through Hagola it's going to be mutter. Okay, kuflam and alef. Bein lolish behem, bein ishamash behem b'cham. So now that you've done a goal, you can make a dough inside of it. You can use it for hot matzah. You've kashered it out. So that was what the Machaber says. He calls the matzah matin. That is correct al pi halacha. However, al pi mashal kosev ramol le'el basif yudzayin. We don't use anything which is made for making the dough, because you can't clean them out totally well. So we don't use them for matzah for any purpose. We would not use the beis asor either. We're talking about a beis asor made out of metal. In the case of the mortar and the pestle, Shishu was still opposing the base of Sor, that the Ramah said we compare it to the base of Sor, the Nogin Lechachila Lenab, that you should do Liban Lechachila. So that's what you're supposed to do by the Meducha, which the Poiskin compared it to the base of Sor. They said the Minig Lechachila is to do Liban. So Kabbal Kolshke and Mevesa Sor Mamish, according to that Ramah, the minhag is to do Libun. If you want to use it, not to rely on Hagola. Right. Kuflam base. tefillah, you shamash on chametz al b'tzaydan. And by kli cheres, hagolah doesn't work. And even if it's only used for hot, for cold, you can only use it with cold. You can only use it for cold matzah. Kedem gersus abach, or pri chadash. V'yesh gersum afilu b'tzaydan. If you don't use it at all, he's saying, even though you only use it for cold, you should not use it for matzah, even if it's cold. So it's not used for matzah at all, according to the Gersa. Chodakos of Bereshit Sifzim, B'tzen and Mutra, Beis Bacharis, La'er B'shol Cheris. So according to this second version, that if it's Klicheris, we do not use it at all on Pesach. So we said before that it's Mutter, and Mechaber said it's Mutter, it's talking about made out of metal. Yeah. Okay. Then we said that, but they said there's a minig alma not to use old kli cheres. Lovely shamusha, you feel the b'tzen even for cold. Feel the b'shar kelim shenam basis sore. So even though it was only used for cult, and it was even kelim shenat the basis or which really shouldn't be absorbing anything, and you've only used it with chametz for cold, you cannot use it on Pesach at all, even for cold usage. That's how macro. That's the minig. That's a macro. The minig is. Then to discuss the case of the tanush of besacharif. Han tanush b'chamin by besacharif. That's the oven which they use to heat up the room, the part of the house which is called the Besuchara, which is like thicker, it was more insulated, so in the winter they'd move into that room which is more insulated, and they turn the oven, and that would keep them warm. So that oven should give them the Hosim Agaboy Pastido. The meaning was to put a Kanish on the outside of it to heat up. Shachomets claim to shut all the types of chomets during the year. Well, the oven is going and the walls become hot, and now they absorb the hot walls absorb the flavor from this chometz which is sitting on them warming up. They didn't put it with any type of hepsik. It was directly on the oven. And many years to me they dap people oil them. I feel you they hesik shem sikin b'sechotan. Even when you heat up the oven inside, you're not going to get it to the temperature which can would be considered libun. To say that you removed all flavor from the oven.
What is that feeling?
It's wall. It's like a dofen. Now, who are then hakachlin? Which was in this oven, they actually would make places to hold pots. So that's called the kachlan. So it was like a cooking area in this big oven, which is made for heating. There was a cooking area where you put pots. Which is in the tanurim. You would put pieces of chametz or pieces of bread there in those indentations, so they've been directly, there's direct heat absorbing in. So you can't put anything pasted like there on it. So we judge it like the Kharis, let's learn it. The Kharis, any other Abliya, Mitech Dafnoi, should be Dafnoi before. It doesn't take it out of the wall, Loilam, forever. Himayade Hesik, the only way you can take it out is by heating it up. But welcome to Shach, Shemapaki, in case we're not worried about that he's afraid it might burst, Kaleel, Sif Bey, he's going to be Tanakot. You put it back into the kiln, which you're showing that you don't mind the fact that it might break. that heating, we get it back to a tether. But a hachala, that's not an option over here. But my honey, a hesek, shemasikim, some of your fneem, that which you heat it up inside doesn't work. Fill me a shirk, then he does it done properly. Let's see, I believe I should have the mouth to take away that which is absorbed from the outside. With some of the mashim of war, shama sipays, the number should say, be machuts, the mahani, a hesek, let's see, a blue, a shenivle, but mitzana sheni. You can't, some which, it's normally heated, it receives heat from the outside of it. Putting heat inside will not remove that which is absorbed on the outside. So the minig is you can't put anything. So it's also to put anything on the tanner on Pesach. When the oven is hot, it's also to put it there. Avi my matzah tzeder, even though the matzah is cold, but the tanner is hot. Chen hepech. The opposite would also be true. Kishat matzah chama, if the matzah is hot, if it's just out of the oven, something like that. Avi my tanner tzeder, even though the tanner is cold, it's going to absorb. Mishneim tzeder. The tanner is cold and the matzah is cold. Mederech keva is osur. Mederech avoy and yisur. To use it on an ongoing basis is osur, because afraid he's going to use it in the wrong way. To use it occasionally, that's not a problem, as long as you washed it well. In kiveh benikim gavi a tanner, shalad yipsur sham chametz bet. That part of the tanner, you remove any potential chametz which is there. Question: where are they able to save sifal? Now, look at the oven. You may need to call out matzah. Kishatan Rucham. If you did put matzah there in a case where the oven is hot, or Kishatan Rucham, or when the matzah is hot, or Shneim Rucham, or both are hot, so Oyser Tachti Yus HaMatzah Kedei Klipa. We say a thickness of Kedei Klipa, the bottom of the matzah where it touched the oven is going to be osur, but the outer layer on the other end of your matzah is thicker than a klipa, which our matzahs aren't. It's very hard to say that they're really close or not. Klipa is a layer which is thick enough that if you take it off, it would be able to stay intact, it wouldn't crumble. So, on a matzah, which is not that thick to start with, I guess it depends who you buy your matzahs from. Right? Some matzahs are thicker than others. The matzah, sabra matzahs are thicker than your selling papa matzahs. Uh-huh. But the layer you get to be able to get kerek lipa, it's not going to really leave you too much. Now, b'chol zeh b'kreshiniach, so then you have to remove that layer on the bottom. B'chol zeh b'kreshiniach, a matzah belit hefsek mitatea. That's talking about that the matzah was directly on the oven. There was nothing in between the matzah and the oven. Aminiach kederis im tavsh. A person put a pot there. Fili im shnei mcham, and even if both the pot and the oven are hot, eno oyser, but the oven doesn't answer. Shein iser, habluah, yotze midoifer, the tanner, the doifer, the kedera. So the flavor which is absorbed in the wall of the tanner can't go out into the wall of the pot. Flavor doesn't go from in one kli to another kli unless there's liquid in between. But chatchila, gam if there is also laniach sham, chol gam the emotion is shneim tzeder. You can't put a pot there either. Chatchila, in the case where it's hot, because it might absorb. There might be some liquid there, so you don't put it there. Chatchila, but if you did it, it wasn't liquidy, so it would not absorb. Except in a case where it's cold. Unless both are cold, so you want to put a pot there. It's like we said before, derech haroy is mutter. Kshemniach dabar mafsik k'moy barzel k'gam l'mitachtov. If you put something under in between, like a piece of metal, Or you put a layer of tit of mud on the oven, the thickness of an etzba. So much of the stamash are covering the mouth. So then you're allowed. Then you're allowed to use a top because nothing will transfer from the oven into the pot that you're putting there. The same as this is true by a case of a kachlin, which is a place to put the pot, which is made on the top of an oven, on the outside. In the case where they have a kachlin, which is done, the tanner minatzad, which is like it goes into the inside of the oven, it goes on the side, inside, on the side of the oven. We have the same issue. They have all these problems. Al Shamin Moyal Hefsik Barzel Utiyah Tit Lamat Levad. Over there, it wouldn't be sufficient to block it off from what it's sitting on because it's sitting in the oven. So this kachlam was a place to put an item. So you'd have to move the layer, which prevents any contact. On the sides and also above. But then he does qualify and he says, okay, the sides, the bottom and the sides were touching. So I understand that that's a concern. The top wasn't really touching, so b'di'evan, that's not going to answer. That situation where you put this, you made this area usable by layering it, and now you're putting the pot there. Now you want to put the cover on the pot. That'd be okay. I'm not sure what the difference in that case and the case before is, why the case is a mutter. That's not what it means. In the case you put a covered pot, that'd be mutar l'chatchila. In the case where it's not covered, so there's a little bit of steam escaping, touching the top of the area, and potentially maybe falling back down into the food. In the case where it's covered with a cover, it's not such a problem. I want to say what the halacha is in a case where the oven was not kosher. They put matzah inside. They don't call it tanner. Come now, it's like it's on the case of the top of the tanner. We said that you have to have some type of hefsek. Even if everything is hot, but yeah, it's not going to answer because there's no liquid. Then you fias matzah, shom, baking matzah is there. Did a commission in his barbers in the Tafsa Machalav, I ensure that the local did around about baking matzahs, what type of oven we will accept. Then Bishop of Sochay, cooking inside of that oven. After the Chafil at Sarkla, Shira Gam Lezek, Amor Lafia, you have to kasher it, just like you want to kasher it if you want to bake there. Shatia Batiyah, Batit Kabi Etzba, Afkar Kiyosar, or you would have to layer everything in the oven. The bottom, the sides and the walls, the bottom and the sides and the top, with this layer of tit, as you're supposed to do the chachila, come back and be able to answer a tap shall afim le shiroi, as long as there was no liquid involved, we're not going to answer be able. Assuming that you and all that you and assuming that you cleaned out the oven well before you put this the matzah inside. You have a clay made out of keres, then you layer it on the outside with a glaze of glass. Hisuch is melted It's covered, but the hisa was a molten glass. Dino kikheres. That's the sitter kikheres. Now, they don't say sitter has glass on the outside. The glass is not porous. Therefore, there's no concern about it absorbing. We say there is a concern about it absorbing, but have all the chumras of kikheres. You can't use it because it never really releases totally, and the flavor is inside of it. Some of the minig not to use glazed cheres at all, even if they're brand new. So he says unless it's your minig, so you should not be you don't have to be machmer. Hamitzupin. And he called Sad. They're totally enclosed in this glass. After the cause of Mechaber, but Klis Kluchas and Balea Klau, glass doesn't absorb at all. That's glass. So Chakim and the Mechupa Allah Charis, since it's sitting on Charis, this three of Kipshan, and they were both they were forged together in the oven. So Bala Tve, then it does absorb. Jesus Chukis, Meskamer Chodim the Halachim Nachmer Hidul Chaferis says where we are. If it's covered with glass, we judge it Chaferis. What about covered with metal? So the Chodim say the Halachim Nachmer Hidul Chaferis. It's covered with lead, a dealer with tin. The Mahani Gola Gola doesn't work. Kim Fishak Kavishtamshes by Chometz, Becham and Nivla Chometz with Kol Aviakli. So what happens is because when you use it for Chometz. Chometz goes to the metal, continues further into the cheres, continues further into the other metal, the outside. But it went into the cheres. Once it goes into the cheres, it never comes out totally. So you're back to, here's your problem. Susan. Nibba chometz are called Ibea Kli, goes all the way through the thickness of the wall of the Kli. Nibba sham gamba cheres. The metal absorbs into the cheres, which is beneath the math. Excuse me. It absorbs into the cheres, which is under the lead. And then it, once it's in, it never totally releases. It releases slowly, piece by piece, and that's our problem. So we gave this Jesus Kuchis Aloha like the cheres. Kufla Matezin of Yuchi Cheres. Right to Lermer. Avim tashvisha bechamin. So I said, "Oz." In that situation, if you use it with hot, lamahani gola hagola will not work. Vein chilek and alacha vein imaya a kli mikarka yeruka or lavana or shkara. What type of clay it was? It was green clay, white clay, black clay. The more it discusses, they have different levels of absorption. We don't differentiate. We say, "Oh, it's a problem." Feeling mahoya chaloka below mekayim. Even it was totally smooth, there was no cracks. Chalokim hupin le'ayin, but the heat allows it to absorb. If it's normally used only for cold, oz yeshchilik the maklin nasa mikarka yeruka. Case it's only used for cold, and it's made from a greenish clay. Elin the kana the darker levoya. That type of clay absorbs constantly. And then eventually it lets out, but so that's our problem. We're letting out the flavors on Pesach. Mimi levana ushchara. It's made out of white clay or black clay. And you turn hagola or be'eri, then hagola or iri will work. In a case it was used for cold. Kamenabas of chabei sif chavalef. I feel yesh shom b'karm. Even if there are cracks there, you do hagola will address that as long as it cleaned out as best as you can. Mimi ain ba b'koyim. In Shechel Hagola, you don't need Hagola at all if there's no cracks. Just rubbing it down well, cleaning it off, that'll be sufficient. Okay, we have a minig, says, we don't use cleans, because even if they're brand new, never use of chametz. The fish mixes a umim eisen pulas hatzipa yedei soup, and they use the bran in their glazing process. There's chametz in there. Through the heat. I feel hatzipa ma'at mi b'chutz. It's only a little bit. Can't get any good eye. It's not worth it. Wasn't kelim shenatsu v'leim. Pamim tipe mi hatzocha kelim mecherim ein lahakbin. If this have a little bit of something else melting them from other glazing up processes, that's not our problem. And b'tzad shalom timach from makaminik. Rak makaminik kufim hey. I feel always in a makamis. If you do a shakliter, is a loy erev ha'uman subin b'tzipoye yeshal hakol. If you know that they didn't use any chametz with it when they glazed it, so it's in the hate. And you can be mekel. If you have noigim, it's a makamis shayhuri oimen galgamim shas malachal iris shayisak and tzipa yedei subin. So we put a mashgiach there to make sure that they don't use any bran in the glazing process, and we have a problem of using these kalim. Okay, well, my thought followed.